Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Before we get to the Ryan's Roses here, about the nanny, and then Javier from LA Taco, going to reveal to us the best tacos in Southern California. You've got to listen to this. And then you've got to go seek these tacos. That's at 8:20 this morning. Javier's gig is my dream gig.
Yeah.
Does he have to sample all the tacos? He does, right?
He did, yeah.
I would assume
for the show.
So.
He sampled every one of those tacos on...
He was the...
On the Chronicles.
Scout. Mm-hmm.
If you were to say to me, what would one of your ideal roles in the world be? It would be either the scout of the tacos or the scout of the pretzel bun burgers, even though I'm trying to be vegan.
Would you eat the whole thing, though, or would you just take a bite?
I only need a couple bites.
Interesting.
I only need a couple bites, generally.
I'm
the same way.
Especially
no,
at my job, right? If you were your job, you can't eat the whole thing.
Can't.
Cut it. Listen, I'm vegan except for burgers, ribs, and lamb chops. But when I order the burger, I cut it in fours anyway, even if it's just me.
It's so cute.
Because I try not to eat the whole thing.
That's what I do for my kids.
anyway, that's all coming up. Right now, the trending report. So, Tanya, go ahead.
Okay. I think that I love reading stories just about how celebrities are out in the wild because, I don't know, I just love that insight. And so this TikToker, her name's Laura Mesrobian. She's an actor, but she's also a server in New York City. And so she kind of did a little bit one of those, you know, TikTok breakdowns of the people that she met and shared a little bit. So this one was so good. Jake Gyllenhaal, she said, yes, he's gorgeous. Yes, his eyes will pierce your soul, but kind of whiny. And then she said he really likes Pinot Noir and French fries, and she rated him a 7 out of 10,
okay,
which is a good rating. She said Dakota Fanning seems like a really normal person. She met a girlfriend there. They split a bottle of wine, solid tipper, so she gave her a 7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And then
why not higher?
I know. I found that to be interesting, too. And then she said Julianne Moore was beautiful, classy, sweet, one of the few celebs to look you in the eye and say thank you. She said great skin, really tiny, 8 out of 10. Mm. And so I really, I wanted to think about this because
how do you get a 10 out of 10?
I was going to give a 9 out of 10 to a celebrity that I saw out in the wild. And I wanted to say out in the wild, not in our professional world, because I think sometimes, you know, everybody puts, you know, their professional hat on mm-hmm. when they do things like this. When I saw Jennifer Aniston out at dinner one night, I was on a date. And I made eye contact with her, and she could just tell that I was, like, a super, super friend stan, and she smiled back. Like, you know that smile of, like, I see you, I like you,
like,
hi, how are you?
Don't come over here, but we're good.
Yeah, right. Like, let this smile be enough. Please don't approach me.
She was so cool. And so I would give her a 9 out of 10. Just, I didn't really have an interaction with her, but then when she walked past my table, she smiled at me again. So she, like, just knew I was a Friends fan.
But it's Jennifer Aniston. She knows everyone is a fan of her. So she's always bright smiling so you don't go up and bother her.
Well, I don't know. I loved it. So she was, like, one of the tops for me.
I have
Jake,
one.
Jake Gyllenhaal with Pinot and French fries. Yeah, what's yours?
Yeah. So mine was, I was living in San Diego. I had just started as an intern probably, and we were at this place called the Wave House. It was in Mission Beach. I don't know if it's still there, but you can basically ride a wave as if, like, you're surfing or whatever. And Josh Duhamel was there, and he had just done the wave, and so then his body was wet, and he put on a dry shirt over it, so, like, his shirt was all kind of wet still. And I just walked right up to him, and I was just like, I love you, and went a date with Tad Hamilton. Can I take a picture with you, please? And he did. And I have that picture, and it's the best.
Win a date with Tad Hamilton was a great one.
I know. I love him so much. And he's so nice.
The coolest in the wild. I've done some workout classes that he's been in. He's just so cool to everybody in the class, like high-fiving.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Love to hear these stories, though. It makes you feel good because you want them to all be...
Totally.
8 out of 10s or 10 out of 10s. All right, remember Hantoween in Woodland Hills? They're doing a holiday version called Wonderland. I got a car pass next. And Ryan's Roses.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.